Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every year is different, and every team takes on its own identity. So I would say yes and no. I say yes because of it is in our history of not getting to accomplish our ultimate goal year to year. But at the end of the day, we've had a lot of success, and it's a hard thing to win in this league. And you're looking at an AFC that is loaded with high-level teams, and it starts right from the start with a week one for us of a really good football team, the Denver Broncos here.
Sean McDermott, no surprise to hear him talk up the Bills opponent. He always will. Not saying he's wrong here. There's a wide range of opinions on Denver. Many are dismissive. Who?
Do I sound like that? I don't think I'm dismissive.
You wouldn't call them a high-level team like McDermott kind of just did?
No.
Because there are degrees of that.
I think, like we talked, I think, yesterday with Ross Tucker, they, I think, are the weakest team in the pool.
Wow. You could
maybe argue Pittsburgh, but I think they're the seven. And, I mean, I'm not saying that just because they're the seven, but I think they're the weakest team in the pool.
I think three playoff teams I would rank below Denver. You want to guess them?
Houston, Pittsburgh. I can't imagine. Kansas City?
Yes. No, the Rams.
Oh, NFC. I'm sorry. I meant the on the Bills side of the
ball. Including the NFC.
Okay.
But that's also debatable. I don't know. I think the right answer is, who knows if Denver is good? Like, this is how you find out how good. They've had a good season.
Mm-hmm.
Getting in with a rookie quarterback is always a good season. It's definitely, it's the first time in like 8 years that they've even been in the playoffs. So they lose here 30-10. Hey.
Right.
Hat tip.
That's
good job.
That is overwhelmingly the vibe I get from them. Now, you know, that doesn't have to be right, but that, like, just, yeah, the Bills in 2017. I mean, they weren't coming off a 17-year drought, but still, like, we did it. Yeah, we did it. I mean, it's different. They've got their guy at quarterback, and the Bills were sort of, like, you know, rent a Tyrod there. I mean, we knew they weren't going to move forward with him. I think we did anyway. That's how I remember it. Whereas Denver's got a guy in place. But, yeah, I mean, I just don't – I think there's been three teams at the top of the conference all year long, and – it would really be stunning to me if the first two lost in wild card weekend. I cannot see Buffalo and Baltimore losing this weekend, really. I'd be really stunned. Even Pittsburgh with fancy Pittsburgh, I just think they look dead. They're the other team, I would say, maybe. I think Houston, because of the quarterback and the explosive plays, I think, downfield, that I know they don't get them on the regular, but I feel like I'd be more worried about them doing that to me than I'm going to worry about Denver doing that to me. I think Pittsburgh's the only other team in this pool that I feel like is, I don't want to walk over strong, but I'd be stunned if they pulled an upset. Denver.
Okay. Yeah, I do think they're better than you think. They're definitely better than that 17 Bills team. Well, I say definitely. Who knows? Statistically, they are. That's for sure. But are they ready for this test? Are they that good? We don't know. I mean, again, there's dismissive and there's and maybe you're a little bit above that. And then there's got to be some people who think they're dangerous. And I think, you know, that might be numbers people. It's not Ross. We'll see if it's Sam Monson. I don't know what he thinks of the Broncos. We'll talk to him in about half an hour. Here's Robert with us. Hi, Robert.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Exciting times. We're really looking forward to this. I know. I just love being in Buffalo right now. Obviously, at this time of year, we're really excited how good our teams are. And I just think that this team's ready to push through. I think they're going to do it. I really, really feel this way. I think our coaching staff has matured. I think McDermott has learned from his mistakes. I think Brady is just a real positive plus for us, and he's just made Josh even that much better. That being said, I got kind of 2 points, which you guys have already kind of touched on a little bit, and I'd just like to pick up on those. Mm-hmm. I think we're in good shape for this win on Sunday. I think they're going to be more than prepared. I think they're not overlooking this opponent. We're just better pretty much in almost every position. I think our defense, rightfully so, is getting some disrespect, I guess, nationally. And I think that that's okay. I think that that is a motivating factor, and sometimes external motivation really does help push three people through. I think a couple of weeks ago, Ed Oliver was really getting kind of, I think there was an article in the Buffalo News about him not really producing, and then he came back with a really terrific game. So I think our defense will respond and actually play some really good football throughout the playoffs. So I think we're in good shape. That being said, I think I'm one of the few people who actually thinks this division game between Baltimore and Steelers is going to be a lot harder than people think. I know on paper, Baltimore is amazing, and Jackson has put together a highlight season. He's got every tool in the book, but he's not going to have Zay Flowers. And he's not going to, if he does have him, he certainly is not going to have him at 100%. So I think that's going to be an X factor. I think the fact that out of the past 10 meetings, I think Steelers have won 8. Correct me if I'm wrong. You guys are very good at that type of material. I think it's going to be hard. I don't know if I want the Steelers to win, though.
Yeah.
I still want the possibility of hosting all 3 games. You know, the fact that, you know, if a team like LA wins and goes in, like you guys said, and knocks off KC, we could actually host that last possible game.
Right. Yeah. Thanks, Robert. We got to run. That is how it would work. Let's go to Lewis next. Hi, Lewis.
Hey, guys. This is just a little corny little game that I came up with, but if we rank the Bills, during this run with Josh Allen with the first round playoff teams, you know, we got Denver, Pittsburgh, Houston, New England, Indianapolis, and Miami.
Yep.
Where do you put this Denver team, would you say?
I like that question.
That is a good question.
Thank you.
I definitely would put them ahead of Pittsburgh last year. I think you have to put them ahead of Miami with Skylar Thompson. Funny enough, I know what the Bills did to the Patriots that day.
It was a closer spread.
That might be pretty comparable to me. Like the Pats coming in. I know like that was the end of Mac Jones, basically, right? I mean, just like his career's never recovered. Tough gig, kid. Like tail end of your rookie year, go. You know, get boat race in a playoff game. I think maybe Indy. This is such a different team with Phillip Rivers compared to a rookie quarterback.
I would say if you're going last.
Hey, football fans! It's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, 3-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 years, like the 5 home games?
Yeah.
By the spread, that's how I'd want to do it. I mean, New England, the Bills were favored by 4. That was maybe a little bit weather affected.
Yeah.
And they had lost to New England in that wind game.
Right.
But four, this is nine. They were 7-point favorites against the Colts, 10 last year against the Steelers, 13.5 against the Dolphins.
I think I'm going to say Patriots, Broncos, Colts, Dolphins, Steelers. That would be my order.
Okay. Seems about
right. I'll be stunned if Denver pulls a win off here. I would have been more stunned if Pittsburgh with Mason Rudolph beat the Bills last year. So I mean that you know, this team is not, you know, it's more competent than that.
It's the toughest of the last three. It has to be.
Yeah. Right.
Wild card games. Yeah, that's good. Actually, 8.5 today. It's down a tick. The Bills line. They have played one wild card game in. Oh, you're not going to like this. I didn't even look at which game it was when I started the talk. They've played one 8.5 point wild card game in their history. It's the 96 Jaguars.
Oh, great. I was pretty stunned the Jaguars won that game.
I was too.
Looking back on it, that was stunning.
The Bills got 8 from Jacksonville in the Bortles game, the 10-3, the drought breaker. So they covered that.
Golf clap.
7-5 in wild card history. They won their first three. They lost 4, and they've won their last 4. Wild card history. I wonder who's played the most wild card games. I doubt it's the Bills, but start until the late 70s. Or mid-75, I guess. Well, was that 75, I think, was the first year of it. 74, the Bills make it as one of 4 teams, but 3 division winners. That wasn't it wasn't called a wild card game, I think, 74. Because it's not on this list. 81 is the first Bills, right. Officially the first Bills wild card game, Jets. And the second is the comeback.
Wow.
That's the second, because they won the division the other times.
Right.
The 4 previous years. CJ is next. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, so I'm just curious, because I see this around the league a lot, and I see a lot of fans not on the same page as, I guess you could say, the owners when it comes to coaches. And, for example, this offseason, Mike Tomlin for the Steelers signed a extension. But the fans were tired of losing because he hasn't won a playoff game since 2016. And that right there, like Sean McDermott, let's say, for example, Tomlin lost this weekend. And next weekend, the same position would be Sean McDermott. You keep getting to the playoffs, but you keep losing. What's more important, stability? Or, like, even if you're wasting the best years of T.J. Watt or the best years of Lamar Jackson, even Harbaugh is in the same boat. He hasn't won in a while. Do you keep living off that stability, knowing you're wasting Lamar Jackson and wasting Josh Allen if the Bills lost next week or this week?
That's
a conversation.
It's definitely a good question. I don't think teams consider that wasting. You know, when the Bills have lost their playoff games, fans call in and will use that term, like the Bills are wasting Josh Allen. Are they? They win the division every year. I mean, they've won 68% of their games or whatever it is since he got here, and they're in the Super Bowl conversation every time. They just haven't won it. Not everybody would consider that wasting. You know, I think that's Baltimore. I think that's the Bills, and I don't think Pittsburgh is wasting anybody, because who would it be? George Pickens? Like, who are they wasting? So, but yeah, like, I think that's just sort of your preference. And owners, they're in prime time all the time. They're in the playoffs every year. Your coach has a really good reputation in multiple ways. They're going to be less inclined, evidently, to make a move than Joe Fan. I mean, that's the Steelers. That's whoever you want to use for this. It can run its course. And if you have a year where you completely fall apart, that's when the conversation really heats up. Like maybe Reed with the Eagles. Didn't he have to have 2 bad years after taking them to the NFC Championship every year in the playoffs,
right.
The Super Bowl once?
Yeah.
And then they plummeted, and all right, well, maybe it's mutual at that point where everybody wants to make a change.
I do think there is an important distinction to be made. Yes, if McDermott were to lose in round two again. And we're talking about, what are we talking about then? Is that 4 years in a row in the divisional round then?
Yeah.
You know, it is repetitive, but you are still winning that first game. Like the Tomlin point is that you got to go back pretty far to find any kind of playoff win. So like just getting in and getting stomped, you know, like last year, or what could happen to them again this year, even though, you know, they've got a divisional opponent and they've had their share of success in Baltimore. It's just a different thing. Like, they're not, nobody takes them seriously as a contender. A part of that is they get to the playoffs and you know they're gonna get walked. And that is not the Bills. Like, it's different. It's still not what you want. And at some point, yes, I think you have to consider changing course if you keep hitting your head on the same ceiling. Because it seems almost insane to just keep going if you can't get past it. But it's hard to get past it, too. It's not, you're not guaranteed anything. So, I don't know. I don't think McDermott is that close to Tomlin is all I'm really going along. I'm saying a lot of words to say. I don't think, you know, and what Tomlin gets that credit because he's won. And McDermott hasn't done that yet. So that's where they're different, and it's actually, I think, a check mark in favor of Tomlin. Like, he's done it, so if he's done it, it's harder to say, he's our problem. He can't do it anymore.
It goes so far, right? We were talking about the Super Bowl-winning coaches yesterday. Tomlin, Harbaugh, Mike McCarthy, who's on his second job. It just goes so far if you've done it once. That's what, you can coach for life almost if you've done it once. McDermott has had a really good year. I think, you know, like, we haven't had hardly any of the weird end of game stuff. 13 wins again. Everybody sort of, maybe even McDermott himself admitting it, just like the changes in him. Like, Allen is talking about that. And it's just, I think it's been a really good year for him so far. If they lose, they lose. But it might have been easier last year where you've got Tyler's article and more frustration. I don't know if it's more, but I think he's in a little bit of a different, in a better light than a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just not as much to point to that upsets you, I guess I would say. But like everything else with the Bills, it's a kind of a blank slate starting on Sunday. Right. You know, it's all about what happens from here. Thanks, CJ. Good calls. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Sam Monson at 4 here on WGR.